So imagine this. You're in a business that has the second highest failure rate of any industry. And what business am I talking about? I'm talking about the construction industry. Chuck Miller knows all about that. And in fact, he's written a really excellent book that anybody in this industry, when you're talking about remodeling, you're a builder, anybody that's listening, and I know there are a lot of you, you need this book. It's called Plan to Profit, Business Planning for Builders and Remodelers. Chuck Miller, welcome to Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Good morning. And so, thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah, so I told you that my family has some builders in it, and I completely relate to this. One of my uncles had no plan and failed miserably in the end and was very sad and couldn't seem to get it together because of that. The other was wildly successful because he did have a plan, and you see this over and over again, don't you, in your industry, no plan?
Yes, I do. In fact, as I mentioned in the book, a survey by the National Association of Home Builders of their builder members found that only 12% had written business plans.
Wow. And of course, what happens when you don't have a business plan?
Exactly. You know, if you do some research, according to the Small Business Development Center, 9 out of 10 business failures are caused by lack of planning and general business management skills. And yeah. I've observed that myself after my 50-plus years in the industry.
Yeah, so in the book, you talk about all kinds of things, dates and deadlines. Tell us more about what somebody will find in the book.
Well, one of the things that I observed is that most builders don't understand marketing and market research. And I believe that that's probably the number one reason why they fail, that most builders are what we call product-focused as opposed to customer-focused. And the product focus leads them to follow what I call the follow-the-herd principle of market research, where they look at what everybody else is doing, see what seems to be working for them, and then try to copy it. And the problem with that is that when you follow the herd, if you're at the back of the herd, you either fall prey to the predators, lenders, and the market itself, or you step in a lot of dung. And so when I wrote my book, Plan to Profit, I, rather than follow the standard business plan outline, I started out by saying the first thing you need to do is market research. You need to identify who your customer is, and then based on that, you need to design your product, your pricing, your marketing to appeal to that particular target customer.
Yeah, and if you do that and what you saw, you have much more success right when you have the economy, because people will say, well, Chuck, what about the economy? I mean, gosh, I'm just, you know, that's why I'm focusing on the product. I'm following the herd because I'm worried. I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about inflation. I'm worried about recession. You say that if you plan to profit, then you can weather those storms, right?
Exactly. You know, you need to see what you need to focus your market research on a number of things, starting with the macro market, you know, what's happening nationwide and how is that going to impact your local market, and then plan accordingly. For instance, right now, you know, the market is dealing with interest rates or mortgage interest rates above 7%. And, you know, that's something that home buyers are just not used to. We haven't seen interest rates like that for almost a decade. And so how do you deal with that? And these are all things that you need to take into consideration and plan for.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about that I think is so good in talking about these metrics and figuring this out is also tracking responsibilities and performance, because that's another thing that falls through the cracks.
Right. You know, once you've determined your target market, your product, your pricing, you've finished your business plan. As I say, the very last chapter in my book is part of that business plan has to be a review plan. You need to review that plan at a minimum every 6 months to see what's working and what's not, to look at the market research that you did and see how that market has changed and adjust your plan accordingly.
How key is flexibility then?
Flexibility is key. You know, that we live in a market that's very dynamic, and your business plan has to be a dynamic market or a dynamic product. It can't be a stagnant product, something that you create and then stick on the shelf. You need to use it. As I say in my book, your business plan is probably the most important tool in your toolbox.
And it's so important to have a toolbox. And another thing that I love about plan to profit business planning for builders and remodelers, and we're speaking with Chuck Miller. You can get this book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever books are sold. You talk about, and you include this, you talk about having, you know, the budgets, obviously, and the financial forecast, but also what's the mission? What's the core values? And other people would say, well, that sounds good, but I don't have time for that. Why is that important?
Because as a builder or remodeler, everybody in your organization needs to have the same focus. And that focus is based on your mission and your core values. And that determines your success and how your customers will eventually view you and your company.
Yeah, and along those same lines, the other thing that you talk about is something that I talk about, where I see this in other industries too, is what's your unique selling proposition? What makes you different from another remodeler? What makes you different from half the people on Angie's List or whatever people get on whatever lists or word of mouth? I think that word of mouth is important, and part of that goes along with whatever your unique selling proposition is, and that goes to the marketing end, doesn't it?
Right. Years ago, in one of the marketing courses that I took through the National Association of Home Builders, the instructor said something that really stuck with me, and it was that marketing and success is all about differentiation. And there's basically two ways that you can differentiate yourself in the market. One is by product, and one is by process. The problem with differentiating yourself by product is that it's very easy to copy. You know, if you come up with a floor plan that has a unique feature and it seems to be well received in the market, your competitors are more than likely going to copy that. But the other way that you can differentiate yourself is through process, through your customer service, just through the whole process from your very initial contact through project completion and warranty. And process is very difficult to copy. And so we deal a lot in the book about defining your processes and your organization.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's interesting. This book is, I think, key for builders and remodelers. But honestly, Chuck, I think people in other industries could use this too. Plus, you also have a Microsoft Excel workbook, which has financial statement worksheets that people could fill in, because that's the other thing I think where people get stuck. They don't want to do the paperwork.
Right. And one thing that I learned is that if you do a 2 or 3 year projection, then it becomes very easy, because after the first year, you just go to the second year and make whatever revisions need to be made and create the next spreadsheet. And it really helps you to manage your cash flow, which is, you know, extremely important in any business.
Absolutely. That whole theory of cash is king. So finally, the question is, and you're really saying it throughout this conversation, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, Plan to Profit, Business Planning for Builders and Remodelers?
Well, it's, as I say in the book, my mission is to increase the survival rate of small construction businesses. And, you know, I just hope that by reading the book and implementing the items that I discuss in the book, that small businesses will start to survive, and not only survive, but to thrive.
Yeah, amen to that for sure. Chuck Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.